If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behaviour. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host, who is very smugly sitting in a very clean and tidy and serene house with a candle lit, and I'm looking at a little stack of fake pumpkins that I bought from fucking HomeSense or The Range or somewhere, and it's bringing me so much joy. Call me a pumpkin spice basic bitch if you like, but do you know what? I'm living my best autumnal life right now, so I just wanted to give you that little visual of where I am. It is the end of the month, and so you know what that means. I have completed yet another completed. It sounds like a level in a game or a challenge. I guess I've read a book. I've read another book. I've read another self-development book, bitches, in my book club, and this month was really exciting for me because it's something that I have been delving into on my manifesting journey for many, many years now. But it's something that I often forget about, and I forget to use it unless I am in real dire straits. And I really wanted to start using it just in more everyday life. And that is, of course, the incredible practice of EFT, otherwise known as Emotional Freedom Technique, otherwise known as tapping, otherwise known as rapid tapping. It's got more names than Prince, but you know what it is, EFT. So EFT is incredible to use when you are manifesting your dream life. The main thing it does is it clears blocks. It allows you to simply discover all of the energetic blocks you have in your mind and your body that are stopping you from manifesting the life that you want in all areas of your life. That's the other great thing about it, is you can use it for anything. So I first discovered it years and years ago. I went with my friend Grace to this random thing on the South Bank in London, and it was like a meetup about this thing called EFT. And this guy showed us how you tap on these points of your body. I mean, it's fucking wild. When you first see it, you're like, What have you brought me to? What is this? But at the time, I had a little burgeoning business called poochpooch.com. RIP Pooch Pooch, it is no more. But it was this little online store where I sold dog clothes for chihuahuas. Look, let me live my life, okay? It's what I was into in my 20s. And I would usually average like a couple of orders a day. It was quite new, and I'd average like, say, maybe like 3 or 4 orders a day or something. And when we were doing this tapping, he's like, I want you to think of something that you want to manifest, something you want to come true in your life, or something where you feel like you've got a bit of a block. And I guess I had this block of like, oh, the most I'll ever have is like 3 or 4 orders in a day. And I did this tapping for about 10 minutes, and I envisaged myself having all of these like orders coming through and all of this abundance. And I woke up the next morning and I had more orders than I'd ever had before. Like, I would say they maybe doubled or tripled overnight. And I was like, holy fuck, this shit works. And so like all amazing practices that you're like, oh my God, this has changed my life, this is actually working, I promptly forgot about it and didn't use it again for years. How many of us have done that? Like, I have so many of you that message me and say, oh my God, I've listened to your podcast and I did the magic and all this amazing stuff is happening, and then I fell off the bandwagon and now it's all gone back. Or I have people that say, God, I was listening to your weight loss subliminal and it was really working, and now I've stopped listening to it and it's all come back. It's like, why do we do this? We discover things that help us and we just fucking forget about them. What is that about? So a couple of years later, I discovered it again. I used this amazing website. I don't know if it still exists, but it was called meetup.com. And it was great for if you had a hobby or a passion on something specific and you could meet other like-minded people. So I used to go to Chihuahua meetups. I went up to a meetup with this about this EFT. And that's where I kind of discovered it again. And I used it for physical pain. I had a really bad shoulder pain that it cured. And yeah, I just fucking loved it. And I'd say in the years since, I have used it only when I have been in very, very stressful situations where I'm almost at breaking point and I don't know what else to do. It's like my mind is suddenly like, oh, what about EFT, Fran? And it really works. And also for physical pain. If I find myself in a lot of physical pain, I occasionally remember to use it for that too. But hopefully now we have spent the last month fully throwing ourselves into EFT. It's now just become a little bit more of a daily practice for me and something that I rely on a lot more than I did before. So anyway, EFT is basically an emotional freedom technique, and it is based very much on the ancient Chinese practice of acupuncture. So it is basically acupuncture but without the needles. And when it is used for anxiety and stress, a lot of studies have shown that it is actually way more effective than acupuncture. So simply tapping on these pressure points rather than putting needles in, it is actually more effective. So of course, you can do it yourself. It's free. You can do it at home. That's what I love about it as well. So the ancient Chinese practice of acupuncture is based on your meridian lines in your body. These meridian lines are basically energy channels that run through your body. And this is not a spiritual practice. This is not like, oh, we've got these channels, man, and they run through. No, this is literally fucking science, bitches. This is science. These meridian lines actually exist in your body. They are tiny, thread-like, microscopic anatomical structures that correspond with the traditional acupuncture meridians or channels. Stereomicroscopic images show the tubular structures are 30 to 100 micrometers wide and they run up and down the body like the ancient meridian channels. So this is basically like a fiber optic network of the body. They carry a large amount of information, often beyond what the nervous system or chemical systems of the body can carry. Research at the Harvard Medical School over the last decade has shown that the stimulation of selected meridian acupoints decreases activity in the amygdala hippocampus, which is basically the part of the brain that is associated with fear. So in MRI and PET brain scans, you can clearly see the amygdala's red alert being called off when acupoints are stimulated. So this is Harvard, bitches. This is fucking Harvard. So what they are saying is that when your amygdala is activated, that's when you are feeling fear. That's when you're kind of in fight or flight. Your cortisol levels are going to go up, your stress hormone. By simply doing tapping, you will have that amygdala switched off. Your fear is gone. And like I say, this is Harvard, bitches. This ain't me saying this. This is Harvard. And informal studies have also shown that, as I said earlier, tapping, in fact, works better than needles in the treatment of a lot of anxiety disorders. So you might be wondering, Fran, how do I do EFT? Well, guess what? I'm about to tell you. You need to think of something that is bothering you the most. Now, this is one way to use it, right? The times that I have used it most often is when I am feeling really stressed, when I am feeling really anxious, if I have physical pain, if I'm really worried about something. But you can also use it to simply manifest, but we'll get onto that later. Most people do tend to use it, especially in the beginning, with something that is really bothering you. So say it was your driving test today and you are feeling super nervous and anxious about it. You need to give that feeling a number. Give it a number out of 10. How are you feeling on that? And Poppy Delbridge calls this, and Poppy Delbridge is a great EFT tapper. She has an Instagram account called Rapid Tapping, which I'd highly recommend looking up. It's great. She calls it a say it and score it, which is you say what it is that's bothering you or what your intention is, and you give it a number of how strong that feeling is. So you could say, oh, out of 10, I'm feeling a 9. You know, my heart is beating. I feel sick to my stomach. You give that feeling a number. Then you create a setup phrase and you say it 3 times. And you would do it in this format. So even though I feel incredibly nervous about my driving test and I feel sick to my stomach, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And anyone that has listened to my subliminals and affirmations will know that I deeply and completely love and accept myself is the most powerful affirmation in the world that you can say. So you say that 3 times, even though I feel so nervous about my driving test today and I feel sick to my stomach about it, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. You say this 3 times whilst tapping on your karate chop point. This is on the side of your hand. Now you begin your tapping routine, and I could sit here and try and explain this to you, but you're going to find it so much easier to have a visual on this. So all you need to do is look on TikTok, Instagram, go to Poppy Delbridge, go to Brad Yates on YouTube. There's so many great people that do tapping where you can find the tapping routine. It is super simple. It's like 8 different points around your head, face, body, and you simply repeat it whilst speaking about the problem. So as you start tapping around, you'd say, I feel so nervous about this driving test. I feel so sick to my stomach. I can't eat anything. I'm giving myself a headache. I'm making myself feel sick. I'm not going to pass. I feel so bad about this. And you keep going round and tapping until you reach the end, and then you take a deep breath and you feel, oh, where do I feel on the scale now of 1 to 10? And you will often find 9 times out of 10 that the number will have come down by quite a few points. It might now be at a 7 or a 6. So you carry on tapping. Now you might be thinking at this point, Fran, why would I be tapping saying all these negative feelings? Isn't law of attraction about only saying positive? Well, no, sometimes your negative feelings are so strong that it is impossible to push them down and not feel. That's where blocks are created, and that stops us from manifesting our dreams. What we've realized with so many different practices we've done with the law of attraction is that you must first address your limiting beliefs and your blocks to be able to manifest what it is that you want. And something that I've been learning over the last few years, certainly, is that when we are trying to manifest something, it's not far away from us. We're not trying to magnetize it to us and draw it to us. It's already there. Every possibility for our life is already there waiting for us. All it is that we've built up this big dam in front of things in the form of our limiting beliefs and our blocks. And when we do work to release these blocks and to dissolve them. We basically pull out a stone from this dam each time we release a limiting belief or a blockage. And slowly a little trickle of abundance will come through, whether that's in the form of wealth or health or love or friendships or whatever it is that you're trying to manifest in your life, it will start to trickle through. Then the more that you work on these limiting beliefs and blocks, you'll remove more stones and then it starts to pour through. And then before you know it, you've got a fucking flash flood of abundance, bitch. And that's what we want. So that's why we work, first of all, on what these limiting beliefs and these negative thoughts are, because it does us no good just to squash them down and ignore them. If you are feeling desperately, desperately anxious, there's no good just saying, I feel really excited about my driving test. I'm really happy about this. I don't feel nervous at all. It's good to work on them. And then after you've done a couple of rounds of tapping, that's when you get to move on to the more positive statements. So then you would start tapping again and you'd say, maybe I can feel positive about this driving test today. Maybe I don't need to feel nervous. Maybe I am prepared for this. I've taken 32 hours of lessons. I have a great instructor who is confident in me. He's put me forward to this test because he knows that I'm able to pass. I give thanks and gratitude to the instructor and the test examiner today, who is going to be full of fucking hope or whatever. Do you know what I mean? You start to say positive things and you end up sort of saying, I'm ready for this today. You know, crazier things have happened at fucking sea. You know, my favorite go-to is Barack Hussein Obama, a man with that name became the president of the United States. Evian sell fucking water that we get for free. They sell millions of dollars of it every year. So if those things happen, why can't little old me pass my fucking driving test? Think of all the idiots that pass their driving tests. Why can't I? And so you see how you get to a point where you give that a score and you'd be like, you know what? I feel like a 2 now. I feel absolutely fine about it. And if you are sitting listening to this and you have had no exposure to EFT, you might be like, what the fuck are you talking about, Fran? What are you talking about? But let me tell you, it works. It really, really works. So just how you can use it for a limiting belief or something that you're feeling really negative about, you can also use EFT to tap on things that you want to manifest into your life. Not just in clearing the blockages and clearing any limiting beliefs to help you manifest that thing, which of course it will do. But say in the morning you set an intention for your day and you wake up and you say, I am going to have such an incredible day today. I am going to go through my day really happy and productive and basically living my best goddamn life. Now, if you are having a really tough time at work with perhaps not getting on with somebody at work, maybe you're having a little bit of conflict with somebody, maybe you aren't getting on with your partner right now and that's bringing a lot of drama into your life, maybe your child is having some real behavioral issues at the moment and that is causing you a lot of stress, perhaps you are suffering from a health condition that makes your day really painful and really laborious, anything like that, or you've got anxiety and you don't like leaving the house, whatever it might be, that statement may not feel true for you. Despite that being your intention for the day and how you want your day to manifest, that may feel like a 2 for you. Like in your level of how true does that feel for you out of 10, you might be like, well, God, like actually that doesn't feel very true or likely at all. You say it, you score it, and then you tap on it. You can tap on positive things saying, I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to be productive. Great opportunities are going to find me today. I'm going to feel full of energy and vitality and health today. I'm going to be pain-free today. All of these things, right? You tap for a minute, 2 minutes. We're not talking a huge amount of time or commitment here. This is literally something you could do in a minute or two in the mornings. And then you will find that the score you feel of how true that statement feels will massively, massively go up. And this might be an interesting time to mention that there is this thing called the apex effect. And some of you that have practiced EFT will have experienced this strange phenomenon.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you. like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
I know that I have loads. So basically, when you tap on something, you give it a score at the beginning. So you might say, oh God, I've got this really bad headache and it's a 9. Like, I really suffer from migraines. And I would say that when I have migraine pain, it is genuinely like a solid 8 or 9 because it is fucking horrendous. Like, it's horrible. And so you would say, right, it's a 9, and you'd start tapping on it. And what's weird is when you come back to it to score it again, you're like, I don't think I ever had a headache. I don't know why I bothered tapping on this. Like, this hasn't really helped me. And I don't know why I bothered wasting my time on this. But yeah, like, it's like a 2. Like, it's not even bothering me. Now, this is called the apex effect. And I'm just going to read a little bit from the book, The Tapping Solution, that we just did in the book club, about this strange phenomenon. So when we use EFT on feelings and experiences, a cognitive shift takes place to allow us to see more clearly, to reduce the noise in our head and in our body. Oftentimes, the shift is so profound that people almost don't remember what they thought before. As I said before, EFT isn't a mind eraser. It doesn't delete memories in any way, but it does clear the negative emotional and energetic patterns behind a memory. At the most extreme level, this shift is called the apex effect. The apex effect happens when the person's thought patterns shift so dramatically that they don't even credit tapping as having made a difference. Some even say the belief was never a problem in the first place. Someone can be scared of spiders, tap to clear it, and then say they were never scared because their mind has shifted so far from the fear that it doesn't seem real to their life anymore. This is one of the reasons that it's always important to use the 0 to 10 scale after each round of tapping. It allows you to accurately gauge your progress and remember where you started. So I have experienced this so many times where I've been sitting there thinking, this is a fucking waste of my time. Even though when I first started, I was either in a lot of pain or I was in a lot of distress and my number was really high. So if you have experienced this too, I'd be really interested to hear this, because until I read this book, you know, I've been doing tapping for years. I did not even know that this was a thing. Now, there is so much to EFT. This episode would be 500 years long if I tried to cram it all in. But if you want to find out more about it, there's so much more to it. It's all about how we have these limiting beliefs and how a lot of physical pain that manifests in our body actually comes from emotional trauma. It's a real mind-body connection thing. If you're really interested in that, there's some great books by Dr. Sarno about the mind-body connection. And also, what's his name? Joe Dispenza or something. It's truly fascinating stuff. And I do truly believe that a lot of physical pain in our body is caused by emotional trauma. I've witnessed it for myself. I've witnessed it with other people. And it's fucking mind-blowing stuff. There's a great book by Poppy Delbridge called Tapping In. We just read the book, The Tapping Solution, which is like one of the proper OGs in the EFT movement. And there's also a documentary on YouTube that you can watch for free called The Tapping Solution. Again, it's the same guy that wrote the book. So there's loads of resources out there to really dive into this further. But I thought I would just share with you guys. With the book club, every month, I like to set a little bit of a personal goal. And I like to see what I have achieved from the book, like how I've moved my life forward in some way and what I'm taking with me. And what I wanted to tap on this month and what I really wanted to gain from the book this month was I wanted to get over my fear of laser eye surgery. So your girl's been blind as a fucking bat for about 15 years. No, I'm 37. Do you know what? It's probably been longer. It's probably been closer to 20 years. I've spent my goddamn life fucking shacking up with ugly guys because I couldn't see what they looked like from across a club. Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't see shit. And I was in real denial about it as well. It was something that massively affected my daily life. It was something that caused me pain because I found wearing glasses really painful for long periods of time. And I found that shifting between being able to see and not really like fucked me up. And so, yeah, this is something that has really affected me for years. Believe it or not, I have actually had hypnotherapy to try and put contact lenses in. I've had multiple appointments to try and put contact lenses in. I've had such a huge fear of touching my eyes. I have gone to many different laser eye companies over the years to ask, can I have laser eye surgery under general anesthetic? The answer was always no. I don't know why, but they won't do it. And so I've basically been living without one of my major senses for many, many years. And this may seem like I'm saying it really lightheartedly, but I honestly can't tell you how much this has affected me over the years. And most recently, like, my twins are two now. And if they're across the room, I can't tell which twin is which. And that's really, really upsetting, because I would often say, like, Reva, and Bo would be like, that's Laveau. And I'd be like, fuck, I can't tell my kids. I can't tell who is who from across a room. And I know what you're thinking, Fran, dress them differently and then you would know. But look, I can't. I fucking can't. I have to dress them matching. I don't know what it's about, but it gives me great joy in life, okay, to dress them matching. Let me live my goddamn life. And so this was really starting to affect me in a huge way. It really affected my confidence levels. I'm going to America on my own next week. And things like going to airports, going to clubs and bars with my friends and not knowing where the toilets are and not being able to find the fucking toilets and not being able to find my way back to my friends and stuff. It's just everything. It really, really affected me in a massive way. So I tapped on my fear, I'm going to say phobia, of laser eye surgery. And guess what? In the first or second week of this book, your girl got laser eye surgery. Was it grim? Yes, it fucking was. Did I take a 3-year out of date diazepam? Yes, I did, to calm my nerves. It was a fucking wild ride. I had my eye clamped open. I couldn't blink for several minutes. I smelt my eye burning as they lasered the shit out of that. They cut a flap in my eye and I had to hear the word flap said in relation to my eye several times. The whole thing was fucking grim, but you know what? I did it. I did it, and I did it through tapping. But also, I want to share another little story with you to do with this laser eye surgery, right? So having the surgery was actually quite a big deal. I had to go and have all these assessments for it. So in the past, I tried to get laser eye surgery, and because I'd just been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, they actually said you would not decorate a room when the house is on fire. And I was like, how fucking rude. But they were basically like, you're too ill for this shit. Then I went back again, and because I was breastfeeding, they said, well, no, your hormone levels, you have to wait until you've stopped breastfeeding for 6 months. And I was like, okay, cool. So I tried to get this surgery several times before. I'd asked so many times about the whole, can I be under sedation? Can I have general anesthetic? All these barriers just kept coming up. Finally, I was in a position I could have this shit go ahead, and I was so excited. Then came the logistics part. Me and my dad had to drive over an hour away to fucking Sheffield to get the surgery. I had to get all three of my daughters looked after for a whole weekend because I couldn't see, like, I was going to have time to recover. I had to get my dad to drive me because I wasn't able to, like, legally drive. All these things, right? So it was quite the kerfuffle. We get there and I go in to the final, like, stage where you meet your surgeon. Me and my dad have already been waiting there for about an hour. He's having a panic attack in the corner because he doesn't like shopping centres and, like, lots of people around. That's his own issues. That was a different fucking story. And I finally get in to my surgery and I get called in front of the surgeon and I'm like, I'm so excited. I've waited 15, 20 years for this. I'm just like, I'm so excited. I'm just so nervous, but I'm so excited. I've been tapping all morning. My fear was low. I'd taken my out of date diazepam. Life was looking good. He then says, have you got your doctor's letter because of your autoimmune disease? I was like, what doctor's letter? What are you talking about? What do you mean? He's like, oh, did they not tell you you need a doctor's letter? We can't perform surgery without a doctor's letter. Let me tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, my anxiety, my anger, all the negative feelings were at a fucking 10. I was like, what? Nobody told me that. And he's like, I'm really sorry. This isn't the first time this has happened, but we cannot perform the surgery without it. It's not even my choice. I've got to speak to head office, but we cannot perform the surgery. This isn't the first time it's happened. I can't even tell you the feelings I was feeling. You know when you've really fucking mentally built yourself up to something? You've really built yourself up. You've arranged all this childcare and someone to drive you and all this stuff. And I was just like, oh, and I'd already taken the drugs, right? So I was like, now I'm just going to be higher for 2 hours. So we tried to contact my doctors to see if we could get it over the phone, but it's a fucking Saturday and the doctors are closed. I'm freaking out. My dad asks me what's wrong as I frantically run past. And I'm like, do you know what? He's a very negative person. I realize I cannot allow that negative space to penetrate me right now. So I'm like, do you know what? I just need to go to the toilet. And I was like, I need to get myself into a positive headspace. Otherwise, I know that this surgery will not go ahead. And so do you know what I do? I sit there and I tap for 3 minutes. They probably thought I had diarrhea or some sort of toilet problem because I was in there for ages. But I was like, I need to just tap. First of all, I started tapping to calm down my anxiety. Then I started to think of all the things I was really thankful for in this situation. I'm so thankful that I have eyesight at all. I'm so thankful that I have the money to be able to do this. I'm so thankful that my dad drove me here today. I'm so thankful that they really care about my well-being enough that, you know, they have to make sure that I'm physically well enough for it. I'm so thankful that, you know, I can afford to wear glasses and all these things, right? I'm so thankful for all of these things, even to the point of, you know, my real motivation for this, like to put a time limit on it, was I want to have it by the time I go to America. I want to be able to see when I go to America. That's what I kept visualizing. And it's like, I'm so thankful, you know, I get to go to America like that in itself, blind or not, is like an amazing thing. So I was thankful for all of these things. And my anxiety came down from like a solid 10 down to like a 4. And I really walked out of that room and prepared myself for whatever was about to hit me. And they just called me in and like, it ain't no fucking thing. They were like, okay, so we can proceed with the surgery. Like all that shit they hadn't said 5 minutes ago hadn't even happened. They just told me that you're not allowed to do it without a doctor's letter. And yet here we are. And they were like, okay, so we can perform your surgery. And it's just one of those times where I really feel like the law of attraction and manifesting has really come through for me, because that situation was looking pretty fucking dire. I'm not going to lie. It was looking pretty bad. And I went ahead and I got the surgery and they cut the flap open on my eye and they vacuumed it out. And I saw them. Oh my God, I can't even say the word flap. Honestly, it was grim and I got through it. I got through it and I honestly feel like it was down to the tapping. My phobia was truly, I don't want to say muted. It was still there, but it was just subdued. And I did it, guys. I fucking did it. What else did I do this month to do with tapping? Well, I used it for my chronic migraine pain, which seems to come back every time I have a period. That was really interesting. I tapped on my migraine pain. It was a 9. It came down to a 4 within a couple of minutes. That was really interesting. And I also tapped on my feeling of overwhelm. So I realized we did a chapter that was all about our PTSD to do with the pandemic and how it affected all of us, those of us that lost our jobs, lost our businesses, maybe lost relationships, lost our freedoms, lost our income, all of these things. We tapped on that and I realized that I am still partially living in a fight or flight response to the pandemic, where I feel like I have to constantly be working and I have to sit up until 1 a.m. and work. And of course, that isn't sustainable. And a lot of that time I'm just sitting procrastinating, which is also stressful. And I realized that was not my life anymore. You know, I'm not in survival mode anymore. I'm allowed to be in thriving mode now. And since tapping on that, I really have given myself a lot more time off and free time and nights off. And that has been absolutely fucking transformative to my life. There's also a really interesting part in the book about how when your cortisol levels are higher and you are in a state of stress and you're not in this homeostasis state, which is when you're relaxed, your body is unable to like burn fat. Your body's unable to get rid of fat because you're in stress mode. It holds on to it. It's so interesting. Honestly, I'd highly recommend reading this book or doing this book with the book club if you want. As always, all of the books are available. As soon as you sign up, the entire back catalogue is available. So if you wanted to sign up today and start doing this book, it's all there to listen to. If you want to find other resources about tapping, on my Instagram, actually, I put quite a few reels on about things I was tapping on throughout the month. If you're not following me on Instagram already, what are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber, or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And like I said, Poppy Delbridge, she has an account that's all about EFT tapping. And she also has one called Rapid Tapping. And she has a new book out that she sent to me called... I feel like it's called Tapping In. Nick Ortner, who is the author of the book that we just did, The Tapping Solution, he has a documentary and a book all about the subject. And Brad Yates is like one of the OG YouTube EFT tappers. So check out all those people. And I'm sure there's a million fucking millennials on TikTok doing tapping. So find the one that resonates with you and just start tapping. Just do it. It's free. It's easy. And you don't need anything to do it. It's fucking super simple and it will change your life. Anyway, that is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you got some value from it. I hope that you'll try tapping, because it honestly does help with your manifesting and it helps with your limiting beliefs hugely. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe, rate and review. That really helps my podcast to be seen and to go up the charts and stuff. And what else do I have to tell you? Well, very exciting news. My new website is live. It is live. It is working. A lot of the stress in my life over the last 8 weeks has been due to my website not working. And so it is all working now, guys. It's very, very exciting for me. All of my subliminals are on there, including a brand new one, which I'm going to talk about next week, because it's very exciting. It's inspired by Marilyn Monroe. And all of the subliminals are on there. You can purchase them. They are £3.33. And the results I'm seeing from them and the testimonies people are giving me is wild and insane. So if you want to try those out, they are on there. I also have a brand new range of manifesting candles with my sister. They are vegan, soy wax, clean candles. And we have the original manifesting candles, such as, you know, this smells like my dream home, this smells like my future husband, this smells like wealth, all of those. And we also have some fun new ones. So go and check those out. And we are, of course, starting a brand new book in the book club on the 1st of October, which, as I'm sitting here, I can't work out whether this is the 30th or if this is the first of the month, but you'll know what day it is. We are doing a book called Do Less, which I have never been more ready for in my goddamn life. It is about managing your time and managing your energy to be high performing, but low stress, low overwhelm, high productivity. I'm fucking here for it. I can't wait. And there's a chapter about syncing your cycle with the moon and manifesting with the moon, which I'm very excited about. So if you want to come and do that book with us, we start it on the 1st of the month. If you are listening to this partway through the month, don't despair. Come and join us still. You can start the book at any goddamn time. I basically do a podcast episode each new chapter, and you can listen to it, you know, you don't have to do it on the first, you can start it anytime you like. Don't let that be an excuse. What's my favorite saying? Don't let perfection put you off of progress. No, wait, that's not it. Perfection, progress over perfection. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, you know what the gist is. Come and join us. I'll leave all my links down below, and I can't wait to see you there. As always, thank you for listening. Thanks for the support. The law of attraction and EFT tapping has changed my goddamn life, bitches. And it's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.